Hi friends, hello the world. Welcome to this episode of Tools for Transitioning Humanitarians. I'm your host, Isabel Modema. So today I want to talk about the topic that I have been so amazed at how often we do this to ourselves, and that is conditioning. Whatever the emotions that we're seeking, we keep conditioning it to something. And I will give you a lot of different examples of how that's happening in our personal life, in our work life, why that is a problem, and then what we can do about it, right? So from the get-go of my childhood, and I think that you can relate to this a lot as well, is that we have had this feeling of, I can only feel confident if I have achieved this. I can only feel loved if I do everything that the parents want us to do, then I will feel loved, right? Or I can only feel worthy if I have made it in life. These are the essential fundamental conditioning that I think a lot of us have received as we grew up. And then, of course, we took that to our work. We took this to our relationship. So I often give examples of my parents' relationship where my mom used to do everything to make my father happy so that she can say she has a happy marriage, right? So all of this you can see is a conditioning, right? And the same goes for work relationships. So I have been coaching a client recently who was telling me that she worked for 2 years very hard, as she was new in this UN agency, and then she was promised a job, a position, a promotion. And then, as the turmoil happened, or even before, she didn't get that promotion and she feels so hurt, and she feels like so she's been wronged. Because she held up part of the deal that she was supposed to, and she feels the organization didn't keep its promise, and therefore she has been done injustice. And the conditioning there is that I have been doing all these things to feel stable, to get the job, and you didn't give it to me, right? And think about even like in minor things in life that we tend to do this a lot to ourselves. So we say, if I buy iPhone, the latest version, and we showcase how I have iPhone, then I will feel a certain status. I will feel a certain significance, or I will feel like, I don't know, I have made it. Or the same goes for, I know that in Kyrgyzstan, where a lot of people have their like very fancy cars, and then they come to restaurants and they feel like, I have made it. And without that car, without that status, without that job, though, they wouldn't feel that way, right? So the conditioning here is that we want to feel a certain way, but we believe that feeling can only come for a certain thing. And it can't come from just because we want to feel it. Just because that's the type of person we are, we believe we can't really feel it. We need to do X, Y, Z so that we can feel it, right? That's the conditioning. Now, the problem with this type of conditioning everything is it becomes like as if everything needs to cost. As if like everything needs to be a bit of a transactional thing, but we wouldn't want that transactional thing in many of our life elements. But essentially, when we're conditioning it, that's what we're really doing, right? We're doing that you need to do XYZ so you can get XYZ is a conditioning, right? So what happens then is we keep chasing after getting that thing from someone else because the condition is that we can't give it ourselves. The condition that we're making is we can only get it from XYZ or someone else. And because we keep conditioning it that way, as long as that person gives, we feel good. As long as that person doesn't, we feel shitty. The same goes, we condition ourselves to get the feeling of confidence from our titles, our job positions, and feel good and confident in all of this as long as we have that job. But as soon as we don't have that job, then we're feeling unworthy, we're feeling questioning everything, doubting everything. Would you say that everything falls apart the minute the thing that we are giving our authority or power to feel that way, it no longer exists? We don't feel like we don't exist, or we don't exist in the way that we have existed before. Right? So the more we condition this feeling of confidence, worthy feeling, joyous feeling, I don't know, fulfilled, if we keep conditioning it to other people, other people's approval, or to the things or resources that we have, if we keep conditioning it to those, meaning if I have these resources, then I can feel this way. If I don't have these resources, then I don't feel this way. If we keep conditioning it that way, then we are always dependent on those things, and we keep doing things in the way that that job or that resource demands us to do. In other words, we allow them to dictate whether we can feel that way or not. We allow them to dictate what we can and cannot do in life, and we allow them to essentially dictate and be dependent on them and not being autonomous the way that we want to be, not being free the way we want to be. Now, if it becomes too abstract, let me give you an example that I think many of you can relate from a relationship point of view to me. Now, imagine if we were building a relationship, and in the relationship, let's say we're dating, and the person we're dating said that I will only date you if you have a status, if you have money, if you have great friends, a lot of friends, then I will date you. But if you don't have those things, I'm not going to date you, right? Now, in this scenario, we know that, or most of the time, we know that that's not how we want to build relationships, right? We know that we don't want to build relationships on a transactional way, meaning that that person is with us only because we have these things. And if we don't have these things, then we're no one. We don't want to date someone like that. But when it comes to conditioning our confidence, conditioning our worthiness, we don't have problem doing it with resources, right? We don't have problem doing it with money, with job titles, with systems. We don't have problem doing it. We just like say, we just use them and say, we are going to use you to feel XYZ, but if those things don't exist anymore, then we don't feel any of those things, and we are no longer believing or trusting that we're that confident professional who's capable of doing all the things, or we no longer feel like we're the trustworthy, reliable person who can create the outcomes we want, irrespective of which sector we work in. We don't really have all of those, right? Because we haven't built it within ourselves. We have built those confidence worthiness on someone else, on something else. In other words, the foundation that we have is not our own foundation, which is our own internal world. Our foundation is vested in these financial resources or in these titles, in these systems. And as long as we have them, we feel great. But as long as we don't have them, then we feel like we're no longer the same person, the same powerful person that we are, right? And the same goes to, if I use another analogy from relationship world, so we can get it even more clear as to why it is so harmful, is when we use this conditioning with other people, right? We say, if the other person is nice to me, I'm going to be nice to them. Or if the other person is not mad when I'm honest, then I can keep being honest with myself and with them. But as soon as they are not liking what I say or what I do, then I can't really be honest, right? So do you see that we have conditioned our honesty, our authenticity to someone else or someone else's reaction, someone else's approval? And as soon as we don't see the approval that we believe we should have in order to keep being this, to keep being honest and authentic, then we just feel, no, I cannot be. Right. So these are the conditioning that keeps us feeling like we need to always dependent on the other person's mood or behavior or on the system or on the resources so that we can feel X, Y, Z. If we don't have them, we can't feel X, Y, Z. And the last example that I wanted to give that is to show you how the consequence of this type of conditioning is so damaging is when we do things so that we can get the titles and promotions, and we sacrifice a lot, we compromise a lot so that we can get the titles and promotions, or we can get the liking of the boss, versus when we do that because that's who we are and we like doing it no matter what anyway. Because if we do it in the first scenario, which is the conditioned on, I will do these so that I can get the promotion, so that I can get the money, or so that I can get the approval of my boss, then we will be feeling very wronged when things don't go the way we expected, or when in the end, our boss does the things the way they do anyway, then we feel so much injustice because we say, well, how's that possible? I did everything that you asked me to, and in the end, I didn't get the thing that I thought I would, and now I'm going to be mad at you, right? And that happened a lot of the time in my parents' relationship where my mom would say, I did everything for you to make you happy, to do everything that you asked me to in life for 35 years. And still, you keep being mad at me and you keep doing X, Y, Z. Then I'm no longer going to do that, right? So the way that she was conditioning her own feelings, she was sacrificing so much so that he can feel XYZ and he then gives something to her. That formula cannot work because the more we do that formula, the more we feel resentful, hurt, frustrated, disappointed, and feeling like, why am I doing all of this if I don't get the thing that I want to, right? And the other opposite of that would be where we do things because that's what we who we are and that's what we like doing, right? I do things for this impact. I do things for supporting people who suffered from wars and conflicts. I do those things with those people because that's what I want to work on. That's how I want to spend my time. That's how I want to be as a professional. That's just who I am. Then we will always feel good about doing it because we're doing it essentially for ourselves and not because we are wanting to use this work to feel good about it or to get the approval, to get the promotion or whatever else. And the same goes in the relationship, right? In the relationship, if we build relationship because we're not because we're lacking love or not because we're lacking, I don't know, fulfillment or whatever, but we want to be in the relationship because we love the person. We love being in that relationship without expecting anything from that relationship to make us feel a certain way or to give us the money to give us something else. If we do this because we really want to be that person in that relationship, then relationship feels healthy and growing and nurturing that our soul really likes. And that's why I would like to really look at, like, in terms of what to do, look at what are the ways that you have been currently conditioning your life to say that I can only feel confident if I have this job. I can only feel worthy if I'm part of this system. I can only feel fulfillment if I get this promotion. Then you will always feel like at the mercy of something or someone, and you keep waiting for that thing to happen without you really realizing that you can feel confident, you can feel fulfilled, you can feel great about doing things that you really love doing in your own way, in whichever the context, no matter whether you will get those things or not. And ironically, a lot of the times, things that you will get from that type of energy is so much higher than you just keep, excuse me, calculating and conditioning and saying, I can only get it from this thing, or I can only do this thing, or I need to be doing this way so they can give me this. If we just keep doing that, then it feels very not the way we want to feel. Right. So that's why the first is awareness of how you are conditioning yourself. Maybe you're conditioning yourself to feel confident. Maybe you're conditioning yourself to feel worthy. Maybe you're conditioning yourself to feel fulfilled. Maybe you're conditioning yourself to feel joyous. And then look at why are you conditioning them? Why are you conditioning yourself to feel that you can only be confident if you can only feel worthy if? You can only feel joyous if, why are you conditioning yourself? So if you couldn't condition yourself, then what else could you do? Like, how else could you feel confident, worthy, fulfilled, joyous without those money, without those titles, without those systems, without those relationships? How could you feel that already now? And what are the ways that you could feel that already now? And the way that I have been really noticing in my own life is that the way that I can really feel that way, that I'm confident, I love what I do, I love contributing to the cause that I love working with amazing people. And I would do that no matter whether I get paid or not, whatever the situation is. This is how I want to do things when I'm in that state. And I trust that money is coming, all the other things that I love is coming, or they are already in my life. And I want to focus on how to keep doing this even more with joy, with fulfillment. Because the more I help people achieve their amazing dreams, the more fulfilled I feel. And I just can't get it any other way, and I love doing that, and I would like to do more of that no matter what. That's what gives me all the amazing feelings. Or I feel confident no matter what happens. I feel worthy no matter whether I have a job or not, whether I have a contract or not, whether I'm part of a system or not, or whether someone likes me or not. I feel worthy. And I start noticing how that feeling of worthy is in my body, and then how my feeling of wholeness in my body is. And another way that I really feel all of these is when I trust that all the things that I love in life and I want in life is already in my reality. Even if they're not maybe currently there, but I trust that they are. And the more I do that, the more I do things because I just love doing it this way, not because I have to, not because I do it so that I can get paid. I do it so that I can deserve this. I do it so that I can prove this. None of that. And I feel that is the most freeing and so good for the soul state. Versus keep feeling like I have to do this so that I have to do this so that I can feel worthy or confident or belonging or not hurt or whatever else. Versus I can already feel that now without any of the external circumstances dictating me what I can and cannot feel. Because the more we allow the external circumstance dictate how we feel, the more we are dependent and fluctuating based on what's happening. Because external circumstances will always have a lot going on. But how do we want to feel about it, no matter what's happening, is really dependent on us. And external circumstances can't force us to feel a certain way unless we allow them, right? So therefore, if we don't condition ourselves, our feelings to the external circumstances, to other people, to whatever the resources having of them or not having of them, then we feel the way we want to feel, no matter what happens. And that's really how we also build relationships, is we're going to be fine whether we have a partner or not, whether we're dating or not. We're going to be great, no matter whether we will be working for this system or for another or for ourselves. If we act from that place, then we have all the freedom possible to then say, okay, if I can feel however the way currently without changing anything external, then where do I actually want to work? What kind of jobs that would really genuinely fulfill me? And how do I work on them? And what are the things I will do? And that's what we start focusing on. So, my dears, I would love to invite you to work on this with me in my group coaching. And the enrollment has opened up yesterday, and it is until 31st of July. And I would love for you to join the group where I will personally support you in your personalized journey of transitioning, where we get you to what you want to without conditioning your feelings, your worthiness, your confidence to something external, so that you are in charge of how you feel, no matter what's happening currently in the world. Have a beautiful week. I'll talk to you very soon.